You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. From uncertain health markets to uncertain housing markets, low-income housing development is already a pretty speculative business. But the election of President Trump has added even more uncertainty. Over the past 30 years, the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit program has created millions of units of affordable housing across the country. But with corporate tax reform on the horizon, investors are looking at lower tax bills overall, and that makes a tax credit for building low-income housing much less appealing. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
It's a frigid 30 degrees out, but construction at Portner Flats Apartments in Washington, D.C. is moving full speed ahead.
There'll be 96 units here, all of them financed with the low-income housing tax credit program.
Bill Whitman is a partner with Somerset Development, which owns this building. In a city where the cost of rent is rising exponentially, this project will be reserved for families making below AMI, or the area median income. Compare that with another construction site across the street.
The average rents in that building are expected to be $5.38 a square foot, whereas the rents for the affordable units in this project will be $1.75 a square foot.
Did you catch that? These apartments will be rented more than three times below the market rate. This is possible because the credits awarded to investors allow a dollar-for-dollar credit against their federal taxes in exchange for funding affordable housing. Without the credits, Whitman says regular people could never afford to live here.
The low-income housing tax credit program is critical, is essential. It's the but-for in projects like this. Without it, this doesn't happen.
But if you cut corporate tax rates from 35% down to 20 or 15, as President Trump wants to do, you also cut the demand for a credit.
We've already seen the prospect of tax reform have a meaningful impact on the price that investors are willing to pay.
Paul Weissman directs affordable housing lending for the Hunt Mortgage Group. He says investors are already valuing credits 15 to 20% lower, and if you factor in rising interest rates, which makes lending even more costly, the overall impact
is potentially much more because you have projects that are no longer viable that before were viable.
Currently, some 100,000 new units of affordable housing come onto the market nationally each year. Unfortunately, it's nowhere near enough, says David Godshalk of Telesis.
The challenge is that this is coming at a time when demand for affordable housing, particularly demand for housing for very low-income families, is growing.
Telesis is a developer specializing in affordable housing projects in urban areas. Since the Great Recession, Godshalk says rents have risen much faster than incomes, creating a supply shortage of around 4 million units.
As an example, if we build 100,000 units of tax credit housing every year, even if we were to double that, we could build at that pace for the next 20 years and still not fill the current gap.
If tax credit values tank, that means projects would need to find some kind of gap financing. Another solution is just to sell more credits.
If we would put more credit into the marketplace, more of those projects could be built.
Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell and Republican Orrin Hatch have drafted a legislative solution called the Affordable Housing Credit Improvement Act, which aims to expand funding for the tax credit program by 50%, or perhaps less.
Maybe if we're out there on the Senate floor and somebody said, oh, how about 30, and we could get it done, you know, we might end up at a different point. But I definitely think you can justify the demand for this.
Cantwell says the act would create or preserve around 1.3 million affordable homes over 10 years and build another 400,000 more than is possible under the current program. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.